Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel wants sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which God actually gave the Jewish people some 3,500 years ago. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, earlier this week, a politico there in Israel, his name Lapid, and he is urging the United States to allow Israel to take sovereignty over the Golan Heights. But he's not the only one calling for sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The entire Israeli government's doing that, are they not?
That's the policy. That's the practical things that we're doing. Mr. Begin, the sixth prime minister, extended Israeli law to the area. What Mr. Lapid is asking is simply that that be recognized.
In fact, when you talk about the Golan Heights, I must remind every one of our listeners that it was 3,500 years ago when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land. Joshua was assigned to divide the land up among the 12 tribes, and he only took half a tribe, and he gave that to Bashan, which is Golan in the Bible. And if the word Golan used, I think, four times or six times, the word Bashan, referring to the Golan Heights, used over 60 times. That was 3,500 years ago. God gave the Jewish people that piece of real estate, which is key to the military defense of the Jewish state. Is that the real main reason that they would like to have the sovereignty, just that, or agricultural and the resources, the Sea of Galilee, etc.? That plays into it also, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Not only does it protect the Sea of Galilee and the lower Jordan Valley and parts of the Galilee, but it also looks the other way, right down Assad's throat into Damascus, almost, even with the naked eye. It's very important from a security point of view. Not too many people know, but the later third section of the 19th century, I'm talking about the 1870s, 80s, and 90s, Jews were setting up homes on the Golan Heights. If I'm not mistaken, in the prophets, it's also called Gilad, but it's part of the whole area that, as you correctly say, was historically, geographically, the land of Israel, the Jewish homeland. And since Syria went to war in 67 and lost the territory, so there are about three or four reasons we just went through now why it doesn't have to get the area back, especially if we look at what's happening now in Syria with everybody killing everybody else.
Winky Medad revealing why the Golan Heights is key to the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. For security and for the natural resources there, Israel needs the Golan Heights. That's why God gave the Jewish people this piece of real estate back 3,500 years ago. God assigned Joshua to divide the land at that time. That's Joshua chapter 20, verse 8, and chapter 21, verse 27. How important that is for today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...